Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tallis resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, God bless our law enforcement. Since when is it acceptable to feel unsafe in a restaurant because police officers are patronizing that establishment? Man, when I walk into anywhere that police officers have gathered, I feel really safe. There was an incident in Tempe, Arizona. Six police officers of the Tempe, Arizona Police Department were asked to leave a Starbucks coffee shop on the 4th of July, 2019, because a male customer felt unsafe. These officers were standing drinking coffee before their shift at a Starbucks near Scottsdale and McKellops Roads when a barista, now if we don't know what a barista is the person who prepares and serves coffee drinks, told police that a male customer did not feel safe by their presence. The barista allegedly asked the officers to move out of the customer's line of sight or leave. While the barista was polite, I reason such a request at all is offensive. No common sense. This is a disgrace and lack of respect for our law enforcement. I am not sure if the barista received any disciplinary action or educational instruction. A choice given to the customer should have been leave or stay. Starbucks has apologized and stated that this behavior is not policy of Starbucks. The anti-law enforcement attitude was fomented by the Obama administration. During the Obama 8 years, there had been no leadership preventing racial unrest. Factually, the message from the White House then encouraged inciting people to riot and disparage our brave law enforcement. The anti-police race situation was provoked during the tenure of Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder. Obama stated that our laws are not uniformly applied to blacks. He even hired that race baiter Al Sharpton as the White House spokesperson. One of the most egregious lies created by the Obama administration was Hands Up, Don't Shoot in Ferguson, Missouri, when Patrolman Wilson was attacked by Michael Brown, who had just robbed a store. Obama, Holder, and Sharpton turned this situation into, according to their words, an epidemic of physical force by law enforcement. A lie. The attacks on police intensified and has continued, encouraged by the progressive Democrats and the liberal press. According to Officer Down Memorial Page, 41 police officers died through the middle of May this year, the highest total in 54 years. Now, in Singapore, which has a very low crime rate, the consequence for disobeying laws involve caning, not just an arrest. I guess that it is excruciatingly painful. If an officer is attacked or ambushed, maybe caning would be a better punishment. I've commented on this before, but I believe that shooting and killing a police officer deserves a harsher consequence. You know, such as public hangings. I'm Jane Ruster, I'm a patriot, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.